The Duke surgeon told us he used a different technique. It was lower risk, and it would spare Pete's eyesight. If your doctor is irritated by your decision to seek a second opinion, as Pete's local neurosurgeon seemed to be, it's a red flag that perhaps he or she is not the right fit. Smart doctors won't feel threatened or offended, says Robert Arnold, M.D., chair of the University of Pittsburgh Institute for Doctor-Patient Communication. They know that once you get that second opinion and come back, it's way better because you will both be on the same page about the best way to move forward, he says. To prepare for Pete's appointment at Duke, I started reading up on meningomonas. I tried to stick to fact-based websites published by academic medical centers, such as Johns Hopkins, Harvard, and the Mayo Clinic. I also looked for condition-specific websites, especially those staffed with medical professionals. It may sound obvious, but being well-prepared for appointments can help maximize what little time you have with your doctors, and perhaps give them insights into your case they might not otherwise receive. You should do your homework about your doctors, too. While they may believe they are unbiased, physicians are not immune to money or gifts, including meals or speaking fees they receive from pharmaceutical or medical device companies. A ProPublica analysis found that doctors who take such payments are 2 to 3 times more likely to prescribe brand-name drugs compared with those who don't. You can look up how much money your doctor has received and from whom on ProPublica's Dollars for Docs site, projects.propublica.org/docdollars, and the federal government's Open Payments site, openpaymentsdata.cms.gov. If your doctor is listed, that doesn't mean he or she has done anything wrong, but you may want to ask whether the medications you are taking are made by those companies and whether there are any cheaper generic alternatives.